It's a widely known truth that the taller the skyscraper, the deeper its foundations. The stronger the tree, the deeper its roots. In likewise manner, flourishing in the Christian life doesn't necessarily begin with an ascent, but with a descent into the core of our being, where our soul resides. Now, in this place of the soul, it's worth asking ourselves, to whom are our souls loyal? This beautiful feast we have today of Christ the King, instituted in 1925 by Pope Pius XI, is not meant to be a political enhancement of the kingship of Christ over the Labour or Liberal parties of Australia. No. Rather, this feast is about saying that the deepest allegiance of our heart, the deepest allegiance of our soul, should belong to Christ and Christ alone, and certainly not in any earthly rulers. Trump, Albanese, Macron, or any political leader or ideology we might respect and follow as part of the governing bodies of our countries, but at the end of the day, like the earthly rulers of the Old Testament, King David and King Solomon, to name a few, these rulers come under the ultimate authority of God. This feast reminds us of God's reign, God's sovereignty. If we truly wish to be raised to new heights within our faith lives, as high as the skyscraper or the tree, then dive deep into the soul and there give true homage to the King of the universe, Jesus Christ our Lord, who in turn will raise us to the heavenly courtyard, that we be heavenly people here on earth.